It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been explaining the various statistics that economists use to develop their economic forecasts. In recent segments, Dr. Husing has reviewed statistics that show population in the Inland Empire, retail sales figures, the assessed valuation of various communities in the Inland Empire. He's examined general rates of poverty in the IE. This morning, we're going to talk about median household income, what median household income is and what it means to individual communities and to the region's economy as a whole.
What we're looking at here is median income. Now, what does that mean? It is households. So half the households have higher income, half the households have lower income. So you stack them up and you cut them in half, and the number in between is the number we're looking at. Number one, Eastvale at $109,783.
That is the median income for in Eastvale, $109,000.
For the household.
Wow. House-
Chino Hills is second at $99,000. Those have reversed. They used to be the other way around. Mm. Norco, this is horse property. Indian Wells, next. Rancho, Temecula, Chino, Murrieta, Canyon Lake, and then 10th is Redlands. So those are the top 10. They are, again, cities that, with the exception of Redlands, tended to be up against the coastal counties mm-hmm. of L.A., Orange, San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Either that
or they're in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, the well-to-do.
People where they've gone down and retired in Coachella Valley.
And on the low end. And
Hemet, Needles, Desert Hot Springs,
Adelanta. And Colton again. Colton with a low median income.
Then we look at just the sheer economic power of towns. And what I mean by sheer economic power, it is how much total income is in the town.
Total income.
All the income of all the households.
In each of the 52 cities. Well, let's take the counties first.
Okay, well, it's $51,454,000,000 in Riverside, which is 55% of all of the income mm-hmm. in the two counties. San Bernardino, $42,188,000,000, 45.1%. So, again, there's more economic power in Riverside. Now, when you see that, it is interesting when you go back to retail sales data we looked at previously. Despite the fact that there's more income in Riverside County, there's more retail sales spending in San Bernardino County. So a lot of the money is being moved from Riverside over to places like a Victoria Gardens or a Ontario Mills or some of the centers.
And of course, you mentioned some of the manufacturing centers.
Well, also the other thing being that San Bernardino County, that does sort of, it has much more logistics and much more manufacturing than what you have in Riverside would cause that.
Yeah.
But okay. The towns that are the most powerful, number one, Riverside, Rancho Cucamonga, number two, Redlands, number three, Corona, number four, Fontana, number five, Moreno Valley, Temecula, Murrieta, Ontario, Chino Hills.
Okay, one stands out here. I am not surprised that 9 out of these 10 cities have the highest incomes in the IE, with the exception of Moreno Valley, which I thought was a little more middle class. It's still trying to find its way in what it's going to be to make money.
It is the fourth largest city in the Inland Empire with 205,383 people. So a lot of this has to do with the number of households and the number of people that live in the city.
Now, can we maybe glean that because of the big increase in logistics jobs in and around Moreno Valley, could that have an impact on the fact that its income is up there in the top 10?
That may be. It's not that big yet. You still have a lot of people having to commute out of Moreno Valley to go to work.
Mm.
But Mostly it's just the total size of the population tends to generate more income than in others. The exceptions in here really are is Redlands out of that whole group and Chino Hills in the top 10. Those are somewhat smaller than most of the other cities, which tend to have populations of over 100,000.
The thing about those cities, though, is that those are sort of what I guess we could call the nice higher-end bedroom communities of a larger urban area.
Yeah, in the case of Redlands, it is that for the East Valley. Mm-hmm. In the case of Chino Hills, it is for San Bernardino County.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.